Midday Report.
So is South Africa a nation of addicts? That's the question. I was looking at a recent study published in the South African Medical Journal, and it essentially shows that drug abuse is prevalent in the country, with almost 20% of South Africans, one out of every five adults, abuse mind-altering substances like alcohol, painkillers, and even dacha. Let's get more on this from Dr. Eugene Alice, who is the member of SASOC, the South African Society of SASCOC there. All right, I think there's a problem there that my producer has put. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Alice. I really appreciate your time. So according to the study, according to this study, what are the substances that South Africans abuse the most?
Well, alcohol is the number one, and then the second one is the opiates. That includes heroin, codeine, those kinds of substances, nalpe, wongo. And then it's also dacha. Those three are the top three.
Those are the top three that you found. But does the study also go into the reasons for this substance abuse?
Unfortunately, the study didn't go into the reasons, but I mean, there are several reasons. The one is the supply side is so easy, because to get drugs into South Africa and sell it here is very easy because of our lax policing and judiciary system. And then, of course, there's the demand side. You know, we have a huge demand for these drugs, so a lot of people use these drugs. So they're both ends to the problem.
So the study, does it also look at the, I suppose, the annual cost of alcohol abuse alone?
Yes, I mean, there was also a study published in 2012 in the SMJ, South African Medical Journal, that estimated the cost at 40 billion, that there were 38.7 billion that they speak about is the direct medical cost. But there's also other costs involved, and that is, you know, indirect costs. For instance, motor vehicle accidents, damage to cars, death of people on the roads, violence to women. All of those are connected to alcohol abuse. And then the estimate is 300 billion on alcohol alone. So it is a massive chunk of the budget.
Wow, that's a lot. But do you also find...
That's about 10% of the GDP.
10% of the GDP. Do you find that people generally accept the treatment of addiction? In other words, do they acknowledge that, you know, there could be a problem here?
No, I don't think so. Because if you think of it, there are 10 million South Africans abusing substances. And you don't find 10 million people in the rehabs and coming for help. So there's a large proportion of patients and people that don't do anything about the problem and don't recognize the problem and continue doing the problem. So there is a massive problem and an awareness that needs to be created to get people to treatment.
Right. Look, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Eugene Alice is the member of SASOC, the South African Society of Psychiatrists.